this, Tony?
This band is called Acoustic Lady Lamb.
Acoustic Lady Lamb.
I believe the song is called Paris off the album Skinny Grin.
One more time, say that again.
The album is called Skinny Grin. The song is called Paris.
Fair enough, fair enough. It's interesting, huh?
It's something. If you gave me a dog, it would bite me. I think you could hear it better on your end. If you planted a rose, it would die.
And your songbird, it sings. Probably.
You're playing a song?
Yeah, he's playing a song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know one. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, we're back.
Cool.
Tony, still with us?
I am.
We are joined in the absence of Alex and Val, their good friend, Brian, also known as Bam. How you doing, Brian?
What's up, Bam?
I'm all right. How you guys doing this evening?
Doing good. We were going to come back from the break, and we were actually going to rejoin with a little bit of beer and porn.
Two of my favorite things.
That's right.
One of my favorite things.
Which one?
I'm going to have to say, I guess.
Plead the fifth?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. I'm not going to let you guys know my what turns me on after the handshake
is it
a guy from me, too.
But is it the beer or is it the porn?
Why? So you can get me one or the other and try to turn me on? Is that what it's all about?
When did this turn into a gay joke about Tony?
Well, when you grabbed my hand.
I shook your hand. I shook your hand like a man. Like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man shakes a hand.
Like a man. What's that? Oh, no.
That's oh, no. You think I'm all gay and junk.
I think he might be intimidated by your awesome blackness.
Me?
He was intimidated by my blackness?
Yeah, I think yeah, so.
That's
I think
what
so.
Sounded like, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, I guess so.
Do you think he looks like Fred Savage a little bit?
I do not look anything like Fred Savage.
Isn't that the brother of Ben Savage?
Yeah.
Give me a show that he's from. I know Ben Savage.
Wonder Years.
Fred Savage is from Boy
They're
Meets World.
They're all the same.
Boy Meets World?
Wait, which one's from what?
No, Fred Savage is the Wonder Years.
Which one's in Little Monsters? That's the one you look like.
Fred Savage is Ben Savage is Boy Meets World. Okay, well, you look like neither, in my opinion. So.
Thank you.
And how? Well,
you look like the one in Little Monsters.
You're out of your fucking mind. Are you high?
With emo.
I know the answer to that.
With emo glasses.
I do have emo glasses on tonight, yes.
Now, speaking of Savages and Boy Meets World, that girl from that show, Topanga.
Topanga.
Would we rather take her out for a beer or
just
see her in a porno?
Slam her against a wall.
I would like to do both. Okay, I would rather drink a bunch of beer with her and then watch a porn with her.
Okay, I would rather drink a lot of beer with her. No, actually, I would just rather make a porno with her. So.
Yeah, drink a lot of beer and make a porno with her. Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Topanga's good news.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Oof. Her show on TV sucks. I just watch it just because.
Oh,
every now
we all know the answer to this, and it's going to be sad. It's something like, it's on Style, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on one of those girly networks. It's called.
It's on a girly network.
I didn't even realize she had her own show
now. It's kind of like the fashion version of Talk Soup or The Soup or bunch of those spin-off shows now.
Yeah, Todd guy. It's a show like
there's,
that.
There's one for sports now. There's one for everything.
Yeah, so her main thing is fashion. Then she'll sit there and she'll, you know, make a couple of jokes.
She makes quips about them. Yeah, it's pretty awful, but she generally looks pretty banging.
I'm sure she does.
She's also on Fuse, the Canadian...
Really?
It's
a fantastic network.
Yeah, the Canadian Music Network. She's
okay.
She's
Fuse,
on that
Fuse,
quite
yeah.
a bit, yeah, right. where she does, like, top 10 sort of countdowns.
Top. What, does she do top less?
Oof, I wish. Those are some biggins.
Your topless top 10.
Oof.
That's great.
Yeah, whoa. She's one of those that's just... She's got those lips, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop there.
All right, well...
That's somebody... All right. We were about to get on the topic of porn, and obviously that is somebody that we've come across that we'd all probably buy that one.
Yeah.
All right.
No, and see, I don't buy porn, I see what you're saying, though.
I would download it, yes. Download it, yes.
Yes, I would definitely download that one.
For the sake of the show, guys.
Okay,
for the sake of the show. We buy porn.
I would
remember.
Buy a porn, but I'd want her to be playing Topanga in the porn.
Really?
I wouldn't want her to be with that savage
Corey.
Dude.
No.
I used to watch Boy Meets World.
I wouldn't want her with Corey, but I'd want her to be playing Topanga. I don't know why. Kind of like I'd want to see a porn with that chick from Scrubs.
Because you're just like Fred Savage.
What girl from Scrubs are you interested in now?
The blonde.
Elliot, the blonde. But I'd want her to be Elliot. I wouldn't want her to be whatever the fucking actress is.
You could stick with Topanga, the blonde. I don't.
Yeah,
you
I don't want. I actually fuck, want real Topanga. I want real like slutty Topanga, like
the older Topanga.
Fuck my personality on TV. I just want a bone, like bang me doggy style, because I got a big guy. Ass and. I want you to grab my big fat titties. Sucking fat titties.
That's got to become a drop at some point.
All right, yeah. Good call.
Okay.
But, I mean, to be honest, isn't that really what we all want?
What?
Is, like, you see a girl like that, and, like, if we can't have her, we would at least want to see video of her getting railed, even if it's by some other dude.
I'd rather be another chick.
In certain instances with certain chicks. Honestly, I'm more into just seeing a girl get railed.
I mean, I can appreciate
I'm going to be honest with you there.
I can appreciate it, but I kind of have a thing for lesbian porn. Is that weird that I like lesbian porn so much?
It's not weird. No, I mean, we all have our flavor.
It's not weird.
I prefer lesbian porn.
As long as if you see yourself, if you can envision yourself being
like,
with
exactly,
them.
With them.
Then
like,
you're fine.
Well, yeah, right, I imagine I would be the next step. Like, they would be warming up. And then
so
I
you'll be sitting there watching them, and then next thing you know, you hop in the bed with them. Perfect.
It's just like regular straight porn always turns into, non-lesbian porn always turns into being Harry, Bob, and Man-Ass, which is just distracting.
I got a question here.
He's right.
I got a question.
Okay.
Do you ever, like, find a girl attractive, and then maybe not seek out a girl in porn that looks familiar, but come across a girl in porn that looks somewhat familiar to a person you find attractive? And Alex has given me the thumbs up on this
one. I actually never came across that myself.
I've never seeked out a girl that looked like somebody I knew. But
exactly.
Just even in body type. You just imagine, and this girl. Like that. Close fuck enough, right?
I'm usually just looking at porn.
And usually a sexier version of what you're after.
If I find a porn with a chick that looks kind of remotely like a chick that I know, then I will find it hotter.
Yeah.
If it looks like somebody, unless that person is my mom, obviously, then I would not find it hotter.
Whole topic.
So no MILF porn apparently for you.
As long as it's not MILF like my MILF.
Well, okay.
Like your MILF. Give me your MILF.
Which coincidentally is my next band.
Wait a minute. No MILF like my MILF.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, so
moving on.
How do we
So beer and porn.
Okay, look.
Yeah.
We seen Ron Jeremy in porn.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I'm going to say that everybody here feels confident that they are better than Ron Jeremy. How is it that he
in
got
my
his
own way, sure.
I try not to contrast and compare when I watch
porn.
No,
I'm just saying not in porn, but how did he get a porn gig? And
he's got a pretty big dick. He's got a pretty big dick.
You never thought about being in a porn?
Well, I think
I've
honestly
certainly thought about filming an intimate video.
If you were to pursue it, then you probably could. A lot of it is just not a lot of guys do that. And also I think a lot of times they're going for like the everyman kind of character, because if you notice, lots of times in porn, the dude is sometimes will be chubby or you couldn't tell his fucking starfish apart from his face. Like that kind of looking guy, and it doesn't really fucking matter. Honestly, I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't give a shit what the guy looks like either. But
I don't know, man. You seem to be pretty concerned about what John.
No,
Jeremy
I'm
looks
not
like.
Saying. I'm saying that if he could fucking do it, why can't I do it?
Then do it,
exactly.
Man. Go for it.
Go for it. Yeah.
Well, then that's a road trip to Miami. Then
yeah,
pretty much.
That? All right,
yeah,
then.
Apparently,
road trip to Miami. Just got to meet the right people and show your wang off and. Hey, Brian, let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it's going to go. I mean, how else do you expect it to go? You go down to Miami. All right, guys, I'm searching for a porn career.
Well, that's
hook me up with that shit. And then it's all like, you know.
Hi there, big boy.
And then you're fucking done with it, you know?
Well, then that's what it is. And so
And then it's like, and then it's like,
if you don't mind, I'd like to borrow your body for a few hours.
That's all. Not even a few hours. Just a few minutes.
So that's. Well, that's how you get in porn, apparently.
Maybe that's the secret of how you get in porn.
I'm a bad girl.
You have to not enjoy sex so that you can do it for 12 takes.
I'm a bad girl.
So does that? Well, not. They can't make him. That doesn't make him gay.
What is the oddest porn you've ever seen? And I don't mean like the nastiest or the
midget.
Worst. Just odd.
Yeah,
yes.
Midget porn is generally just odd.
Midget girl with a real guy, real size guy. Midget girl, real size guy.
I saw one that was like a midget guy with like a chick that was 400
pounds. Those are hilarious.
Like I saw one like it was a little tiny dude with like a huge chick. Gosh. It was freaking
okay.
Weird.
The most odd porn I've ever seen was I'm not. Should I call him out?
is this somebody you know?
E-Rock. Let's just say that.
Okay, E-Rock.
He's a guy that calls into one of the other shows we do here on this network.
Uh-huh.
And he showed me this while we were in college. And essentially, it was a porno. And I think it was on a site called ConsumptionJunction.com.
Yes.
And it started off like with him clicking on a link that literally said filth, and he clicked on that, and then there was, and this guy's like 5 years older than me. I was probably like 20 at the time, 19, and it was a porno with this guy railing this old woman in a fucking nun costume, and then like throat gagging her and then taking a shit on her face. It was some like Romanian grotesque extravaganza of nastiness.
And did it work?
No.
All right, well, the nastiest.
Not at all. Like, I mean, I guess that is the nastiest porn. And
the nastiest porn. Oh, go ahead.
How can that not be odd?
It's pretty damn odd. I saw one that was, it involved ping pong balls, which is never good. And this guy would shove a ping pong ball up this one girl's ass, and then if it popped out, he would pop in like a second. And you know, like if you pop out one, I'm gonna put it in two. If you pop out two, I'm gonna put it in three. And then he ended up with like four in there. And then he would fuck her in the ass with them in there. And then he'd make her pop them out one at a time, and then put them in another chick's mouth.
That cannot be comfortable.
It just made me think. You're asking this girl to poop, really? You're putting a ping pong ball up her ass, and then asking her to poop it out, and that somehow is sexy because it's not really poop; it's just the ping pong ball. But you know, the poop is behind it. That's how it got there.
You thought the ping pong balls were sexy?
No, I didn't. But apparently, that guy did.
How about?
And then another girl had to put them in her mouth.
That's disgusting. But no, everybody's seen Two Girls in a Cup, right?
No, I'd rather not.
You still haven't seen it?
I refuse
to watch it because I know what it is. Why
you know
would
what
you
it
watch
is?
It
but you know what? That takes the cake on the nastiest fucking porn you will see.
Yeah, but I don't even mean nasty. I just mean fucking weird. Like, weird porn. Like, you could have even liked it still, but you're not even sure why because it was just odd.
Well, then you got this girl right here with a nice size.
Yeah, like a wine bottle upper snatch.
Yeah, that's
a little weird. I saw one with a baseball bat up at the ass. That was weird.
Classy.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird the shit that people film, man. But, you know, I guess it works because people still watch it.
That's what it takes. That's why you film it. You film it for somebody to watch it.
And especially, you know, and tell me if this is reminiscent at all for you guys, but I know that it used to be you'd go to like a site like YouPorn or Pornhub or something like that where they have all the streaming porn. You do that now, but it used to be you'd have to like go on Soulseek or Kazaa or something like that and download porn, and then you didn't even know what the porno was because they all had the same description. Like, it would always say hot, sexy, lesbian,
answer.
Taking ass.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. But you had to download it first, then you had to watch it.
And then you had no idea really what you were downloading until you watched it, and then it ends up being something that you don't like, and then you want to delete it.
Whoa. That's crazy. What the hell was that, man?
What did you do, dude?
I don't know.
I think you know exactly what you did.
Well,
I have the answer to all of your pornography woes.
There goes the bat. Right there.
you sound like David Bowie. Over here, Alex has looked up some.
I'm David Bowie from the Z.
Dude, check this out. Apparently, Alex has looked up some porn for us, and it's specifically girls sticking objects up themselves. And here is the baseball bat porn.
I'm not sure I condone that.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That can't be real.
Let it be known.
Can you stop that, please?
The jizz hot. Dot com.
I'm thinking SAT test or something.
Wow. I mean, this isn't even like sexy. It's just kind of impressive. I'm interested in the science of this more than I'm interested in jacking to it, you know?
Yes, I think it is a bedpost. No, it's a statue because it looks like that's the head. That's the body.
He's got it all up in there. You see this kind of stuff and it's like, I don't find that sexy because I would never want to be with a girl like that because how can I possibly please a chick that's used to taking a fucking baseball bat in the snatch? How can I match up to that?
I don't find this erotic at all, actually.
It's not erotic and
it's just interesting.
No.
Not even any interesting not anymore. It's kind of just like that's it's my opinion, I think that's kind
of I'm not really a fan of any of that, to be honest with you. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's just odd. It's just odd.
It's like
weird shit.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
I mean, I understand it, you know, wanting to slip it into the pooper every once in a while, or.
But that's as odd as you get.
I mean, I'm not slipping objects in my girlfriend's.
Yeah,
pooch.
Of course not.
I've got enough objects on me.
Yeah, exactly. And if this can't do it, then what am I going to do for you that's going to do
it? Yeah, I don't know.
If I can't do it, then.
Right. Exactly.
On one of these sites, or.
Would you ever use your girlfriend's ass as a one hitter?
No. No.
You thought about it though. You thought about it.
No, I wouldn't. That's absolutely revolting and
you took a moment to think about it though.
Because I had to process that statement in my brain. Like to consider like the actual science between I actually think we need to call our scientist.
Oh, yes, our scientist.
You have a scientist.
Right? Yeah, we have a science expert.
We have a science expert. What's his name again?
Gerald Harrington.
Gerald Harrington.
I think he's a doctor, isn't
he? Do you think he can explain how a asshole can be used as a one-hitter?
Yes. He very well might be able to.
I'm very interested to hear about this.
Yes.
Okay. Hang on. Let me give him a call.
Okay.
One second.
Are you sure Gerald will be awake right now?
He's a strange individual.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And I bet we can get him to answer.
The good doctor.
He's always looking for airtime anyway.
Hello.
Yes. Is this Gerald?
Yes, this is Dr. Gerald Harrington.
Hey,
PhD.
Gerald, remember we talked before? You were on my show not too long ago, basically talking about all your PhDs and
Yes, I was.
You are a master of science.
I am a master of science.
I understand that you hold a PhD, and we honestly have a physics question for you. Are you familiar with physics?
I am quite familiar with science.
Science. In general.
Science.
Right, fair enough. So, okay. so essentially, you know a lot about physics.
I know science.
Science?
Dr. Gerald seems like a really smart guy.
Does he know that physics is a part of science? How about that?
I know science.
All right. Well, maybe you can help answer a question for us.
Yeah. Can you help us out, Gerald? Of course I can. I'm a scientist. Dr. Gerald Harrington, PhD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well...
What was the question again? Supposed to be no,
I'm just blown away that we have this with amazing scientist, world renowned scientist on the line, willing to answer a question. And I'm rather embarrassed, to be honest with you, to be asking this question. A man of such prestige.
Go ahead, young man.
Oh, do you know about marijuana?
Why? Yes, of course I do, sir. Yes.
Well. Are you familiar with the term one-hitter?
I am quite familiar and well-versed in the ways of the one-hitter.
Well, a few of my friends were wondering, how would you turn a woman's anal cavity into one?
Oh, you are talking about the time-tested privilege of being able to do the starfish switch.
The starfish switch?
The starfish switch. It was first practiced in the early days by Roman soldiers in the Orient.
Roman soldiers in the Orient?
Yes.
With Oriental women?
Sometimes, but often, sadly, with other soldiers.
Oh.
It was a lonely time.
Well, how exactly did they do it?
Well, there are many theories as to how one does a starfish switch. Personally, I like to cut a complete tunnel through an apple.
Okay. And
I'm assuming you use this as a form of mouthpiece.
Yes, I use it as a mouthpiece. It tastes quite lovely, and it gives you less taste of ass.
Right. Yeah, but it seems just like you're using apple as a pipe. It doesn't really seem like you're
young man, before you get too excited on believing you know the answer of the starfish switch, you must have the woman engage her body into giving you the proper puff you need, because you do not have to suck.
So you're saying the anal cavity must suck in.
No. It must blow out. Sir.
So you're
blow
sucking
out.
A fart. Oh, so you're taking a hit of a fart.
No, you're taking a hit of marijuana, my friend.
While taking a hit of a
and
fart.
And you have to apply heat, of course, for the THC to get
I see where this is going.
Yeah, that's...
That is science.
Well, I guess it's safe to say that we won't be doing any switches like that.
I don't know. Can you maybe give me more details on that? Yes, you could find it all in the book that I shall hopefully be publishing by the end of this year, specifically on starfish switch and the like.
All right, sir. We need to let you go.
Tally-ho. Thank you for having me on, boys. And good luck on your future endeavors with the starfish switch.
Yeah, we need to get rid of this guy out of here. Fucking A. Who the hell is this guy?
Maybe next time you use a corn or something.
Your fucking countrymen are out of their fucking minds.
This guy, he keeps looking me up on Craigslist, just offering me strange items. And I
really, like what?
He's been calling me ever since we've been doing this podcast, and I don't know who he is.
And why do you talk to him?
He's lonely, man. And sometimes I'm lonely.
And sometimes you're lonely, so you talk to random British professors of science.
How often do you get to talk to random British professors of science, huh?
I don't know. I talk to you.
He's got some good theories, man. He's got some good theories. He's got one about ALF. It's pretty cool. ALF is real, by the way.
ALF is, I'm sure, very real.
So what's... I hate to digress. But what's... What about beer?
What about beer? Oh yeah, yes, because the subject was actually beer and porn, and we've gone heavily into the porn, but not very much into the beer.
Just the doctor, he kind of scared me off with that sucking down a whole
fart
thing, which was
You would never try the starfish switch?
Did you not just hear he said she has to fart into the apple, which you are taking a hit from?
Yeah, but you're really just taking the THC. The idea is you don't have to suck in as much because it kind of propels it.
I'm going to have to pass on.
I don't know. I'm not really a smoker, so I don't really know. I guess I don't know a lot about it because I'm not really a smoker. But
yeah, but regardless, that's just.
I would think.
That sounds pretty revolting.
I would think, Owen, that you are used to having the taste of ass in your mouth.
Okay. Wow. Did not. Well,
Hope, no?
Hope not. If so, then just put an apple in front of it and then...
Yeah, and it'll be fine, right?
Yeah, an apple a day.
Yeah.
Keeps the dick away. Or the ass away, whichever we were looking at.
Yeah. So, beer. What about beer, Owen?
Beer.
It's good.
It's pretty much the greatest drink ever invented.
It's the greatest drink. Okay.
Did you know that the...
Give me a beer fact.
The British pretty much drank beer for a couple hundred years because of such poor water out of the Thames River in London.
So that's what they drank instead of water?
Instead
beer?
Of water, they drank beer.
It's true. That's why they...
It's also how the Vikings survived for many years.
Do you know that the reason that the Irish are seen to have a drinking problem is...
They need beer.
Because they're drunks. No, the reason they have a so-called, quote-unquote, drinking problem is because during the really, really poor times in Irish history, it was cheaper for them to buy buy a Guinness than it was to buy a slice of bread, and you could get just as filled up in your stomach by drinking a Guinness. So it would be
and
cheaper.
And you'd also actually get most of the nutrients, sadly.
So you would have a pint or two and then have more money to bring home to your family than you would if you actually had bread.
Which is actually, I thought bread and water was like the cheapest thing you can get, but...
Yeah, well, apparently not. Beer is cheaper.
Well, I'm going to... Be asking for beer everywhere I go.
Yeah, all the time.
There you go, right?
Well, there we go. Now we got beer.
So you guys, you've been missing the point the whole time.
So the point is to drink beer, but...
Barley sandwich.
You said that the sewage was bad and they had to drink beer all the time?
Nothing wrong with drinking beer all the time.
That's what they did. I mean, it led to the collapse of the... It also led to kind of the Dark Ages. Like...
No, okay.
And then actually...
So maybe there is something wrong.
And then coffee came over from the Arab world and replaced it.
Yeah.
And sparked like kind of an enlightenment because it was, instead of being drunk all the time, they were like hopped up on caffeine all the time.
Hello!
I'm English!
Tally-ho! I'm going to go conquer another country because I am bored.
I hope Jack the Ripper doesn't get me tonight.
Oh my gosh, so beer. That's beer. Actually interesting. But.
I saw something on TV that was like proclaiming a theory about Jack the Ripper like having come over and like being an immigrant to the United States. Like this is like a new theory now, like he did it all there and, like, was a migrant to the United States. And this is, like, the History Channel.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. This was on TV.
So they're saying that Jack the Ripper is now...
Like, might have descendants in America, and he might have even lived and died here and came over here in the end days of his life.
And I'm sure there's people still distantly related to Adolf Hitler, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. Really quite does, but...
You know... Whatever. So you're related to Jack the Ripper. You aren't Jack the Ripper, so what does it fucking matter?
Yeah, pretty much.
This guy just spit on him a lot.
Pretty much.
So,
you want to take a few? I got an interview actually that you might want to hear some of. It's one Weird Al Yankovic.
Really? And
yeah, you actually might be interested in this, Tony. This is from like NPR.
Why? Because I play the accordion.
No.
Which I don't. It'd be awesome if I did, though.
Hopefully, I can get this thing to work. But I got this interview, and it's him talking about the allure of and it's basically an ode to the Trashman Surfing Bird, and talking about how in 1964, it woke up what rock and roll was to him. Essentially.
Yeah.
So.
His first encounterment with rock and roll.
Kind of, yeah. And hopefully I can get this to play.
Hopefully, otherwise this segment is stupid.
For me, and for a lot of people like me, popular music has a way of defining a particular decade or a particular year. For example, when many people think of the year 1964, they think of the British invasion, the Beatles dominating the record charts. Historic performances on The Ed Sullivan Show. Well, not to take anything away from the Fab Four, but when I think of 1964, I can only think of one defining moment. The emergence of a powerful, unstoppable musical force. A group of young lads from Minneapolis, known collectively as the Trashmen. I went to everybody's head about the band. Not only were the Trashmen arguably the best surf band ever to come out of Minneapolis, but with their 1964 hit Surfin' Bird, they did something that no other band before or since has ever truly done. They stripped rock and roll to its very core. They peeled back the layers of the onion of rock. Surfin' Bird was inarguably loud, dumb, and pointless. It was absolutely everything that was great about rock and roll distilled into one song. Also, and this is no small feat, I think that this song finally, once and for all, conclusively proved that the bird was, in fact, the word. If you didn't believe it by the end of the first verse, there was certainly little doubt left in your mind by the bridge. This song was and continues to be a personal inspiration for me. Whenever I write a song, whether it's a heart-wrenching love ballad or a food-based song parody, I always take a moment to contemplate, what would the Trashmen do? True, I could never deceive myself into thinking that I could possibly match their genius or their gravitas, but artists need something to strive for. A beacon of perfection to guide their way. By equating the bird with the word, loudly and repeatedly, the Trashmen proved conclusively why they deserve to be immortalized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Although, let's face it, they never will be. No stinking chance.
By the way, Brian, this is probably one of the worst songs.
It's haunted time, and I smell slime.
Wait a minute. It also might be the coolest song ever made. Hang on.
Make me evil. Dick sound asses. Cocktail glasses.
I think the bass line done on a student Yamaha keyboard is the best part.
Yeah, for sure. Way to go, Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this
album...
That
is finest.
This is off his most recent album, Premonaires. Really, it's not a bad album at all. It's just this song is...
Fucking terrible.
A bit of a miss.
Yeah.
I hope it was a joke. I really hope it was a joke.
Well, we talked about it, but there's something that just... I don't know. I don't think it is.
Makes me sad.
Me too.
Party time. That's enough of that shit.
I'm Mr. Bucket.
Bucket's about a mama.
Mr. Bucket.
That's pretty crazy.
So, did you guys do anything like manly or cool this week?
Watch football.
Watch football.
Is
that your
football.
Most manly moment
and
of the week?
Basketball.
Basketball. I watched a lot of basketball this week.
I touched my wiener. Which is pretty manly, I'd say, because only men can touch their wieners.
As long as it was your wiener, I guess.
It was mine. Yeah. It was certainly mine.
Yeah. No, that's in the rules. I mean, that's okay. Yeah,
so I would say by far it is the manliest thing I did.
Still not. I don't really see it. I mean, it is kind of manly.
It's the only thing I did that a woman could
is
not do.
Is stroking your shaft considered manly?
A little boy can touch a penis.
But only a man could touch it.
Now, if you slapped your dick on the table at Thanksgiving dinner and said, "No, this turkey sucks. Suck my dick, bitch." That is manly.
That's manly.
That's a manly usage of dick, right?
Is that what the English do on every third Thursday in Thanksgiving? They slap their dick on the table and say
"No,
this turkey's terrible.
Son of a, like me turkey." And then we rub it in the mashed potatoes, and our bitches have to suck it off.
Oh man, you guys are crazy over there.
That is such a slap in the face to my family. Hey, it's ridiculous,
Mr. Butler. What do you know about?
I feel very awkward with myself right now,
Mr. Butler. What do you know about?
Sorry, Mom.
What do you know about Australia and? British Connect.
I don't know anything about Australia. I've never been there. I have no ties to anybody to there.
Did you actually know that Australia was a prison for...
Never heard that before, ever.
Never heard that before?
I think he's being sarcastic. You know, Georgia was as well.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia was what?
Georgia was a penal colony, just like Australia.
Well,
Georgia the... Needed,
yeah, not the state.
The
country.
The state, not the country.
No, the country, not the state.
No. The state of Georgia.
Our state of Georgia.
When it was first colonized by the English, it was where they sent their prisoners, just like Australia.
I did not know that.
It's true.
It was a penal colony.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, that's where my mom's side of the family comes from.
Okay. But where... I've never seen any influences of that.
No, I've heard...
It wouldn't be left over. That's from like the fucking...
Yeah, well, actually, no, I've seen a fort. I've seen a couple forts in Georgia. But I've seen a couple of them in Georgia, so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's actually interesting.
So, there you go.
It makes me laugh. There's a couple of places that I see in New England, and they try to call them castles.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it make you laugh?
Because they're not castles.
Because everybody in England lives in a castle, so it's laughable that...
You know. Well, no, not at all. But, I mean, yeah, they do get in our way.
They get in your way?
Yeah, driving down the highway, fucking castle, I have to go around it.
Because they're all over the fucking place.
Exactly, and there's millions of them. But
they spot up like fucking
palm trees. Have aren't castles. They're forts at best.
Or mansions. I wouldn't call anything made after like the 1400s a fucking castle.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just a really nice castle,
there should be rules.
House at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It needs a fucking moat.
They don't all need moats to be castles, but
those are the rules I just made up.
Certainly, having a moat gets you points.
Okay, what about a retention pond?
True.
Not buying it.
Then fuck it. In order to be a castle, you have to have a king.
No.
Right? No. So you're telling me a regular...
Because there's plenty of castles that are, you know, that still stand from previous eras of wars.
But he was saying after 14, at a certain point, a castle had to have been occupied by a king in order for it to be a castle.
No, because like dukes occupied castles.
Yeah,
like
dukes occupied
dukes
castles.
And princes.
Has to be...
Fuck it then.
Someone royal.
Well, then.
So would that mean that Graceland is a castle? Because the king lived there? And Neverland Ranch?
I might even give you that.
What about Neverland Ranch? The King of Pop lived there.
He doesn't like the King of Pop.
Who doesn't? Owen doesn't like the King of Pop.
Yeah, he doesn't, really.
I'll hail the king, man.
No, I really don't.
It touches him it touches a private spot.
Do the English not get Michael Jackson or something?
Oh, the English understand Michael Jackson very well.
Is that why you have a problem with him?
Yep.
You're a hater.
Maybe.
You're a hater.
Maybe. Either way, I'm looking to wrap this thing up. We've gone long enough.
Yeah, probably.
It's been a good night.
It has been. Not bad.
It's awesome having you here, Brian.
Yeah, dude.
It's been...
You know,
53 minutes of pure pleasure.
I'm sure you were counting.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my stamina up for my porn star career. So
yeah,
fair enough.
True.
Gotta start somewhere, right?
You're gonna be a fluffer.
We're gonna leave with a tune by Animal Collective. It's called "Summertime Clothes."
Ooh.
And Everybody else, you know? You want to say goodbyes, everybody?
Didn't you want to plug that show?
Oh, yeah. Friends of ours, Bob's Newsstand, playing at a little place called Riley's Lantern Pub. It's down off the corner of Kirkman and Vineland Road, not
in
far from
Orlando,
Universal
Studios.
Florida. Or near Orlando, Florida. And a little band called Bob's Newsstand is going to be playing. Check it out on Facebook and
check
all that other jazz.
They're pretty cool.
Not too bad at all.
All right. Animal Collective, here it is. Tony, how you doing?
I'm marinating.
That's right. Say goodbye to the people.
The beautiful
bye,
people.
Bye, everybody.
This has been an edition of the Oh No Radio Show.
Oh, no!
On the Leaked Frequency Network. Joining us for the evening was myself, Owen, my good friend, Tony,
mwah,
and my good friend, Brian.
Good evening.
Have a good night. We'll see you later.
Good evening.